Welcome to the Educational Leadership Moment, where you'll gain valuable insights on research-based and experientially learned educational leadership principles and best practices that promote student success. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your host. With my extensive experience as a classroom teacher, school administrator, and central office staff member, I'm dedicated to sharing effective strategies to ensure student achievement. So, grab your favorite beverage, a pen or a pencil, and a notepad, and get ready to take notes. And if you find this moment valuable, and I am confident that you will, please like, subscribe, and share with your colleagues, friends, and family. Thank you for joining me on the Educational Leadership Moment. Now, get ready to take your educational leadership to the next level. And remember, when students are led well, they learn well. Hello, leader. I'm your leadership guide, Dr. Kim Moore. Welcome to the Moore Leadership Moment, where I equip aspiring leaders to lead with confidence, emerging leaders to expand their influence, and accomplished leaders to achieve significance. Now, if that sounds like you, then you're in the right place. In this moment, we are going to discuss leading with courage every day. Now, when we think of leaders, we might be tempted to think of courageous and heroic figures. You know the kind I'm talking about. The leader is the person at the vanguard of the army, leading the charge and taking the brunt of any enemy attack. After all, that's what it means to be a leader in comic books and films, right? Well, of course, this is not the reality for most of us. Most people will be managers and parents, where there's very little gunfire or charging. But that doesn't mean you can rest on your laurels. It's still very important to be courageous and heroic. It's just that this courage will take a different form. So, let's take a moment to discuss four ways to be heroic every day, no matter what role you serve in. The first way is to lead through action. You see, the best leaders are action takers. When we lead through action, we set a positive example for our team and inspire them to follow our lead and to take action. In this way, we avoid one of the worst traits that any leader can possess, which is hypocrisy. Few things will inspire dissent in your team as quickly as being seen to be hypocritical. Nobody, and I mean nobody, likes being asked to do things because they feel that their leader is simply unwilling or even afraid to do it themselves. You are in charge, and with that comes responsibility. Simply giving the worst jobs to your team and not taking part in them yourself is an abuse of power. The next way is to lead through decisiveness. Leading through action also means being decisive. It means being able to quickly make a decision and being willing to commit to that action. Many lesser leaders make the mistake of deferring or avoiding decision making. You see, they fear that they'll make the wrong decision and lose the respect of their team. However, Being indecisive can be worse than making an unwise or incorrect decision. Being indecisive makes you seem weak. And while taking action can result in a negative outcome, delaying a decision can have even more negative consequences. Conversely, it is nearly always inspiring to see someone who makes quick decisions and doesn't doubt themselves. Decisiveness also builds confidence in your team members. The third way is to lead through responsibility. So, how is decisiveness a mark of courage? Well, simply put, it means that you're willing to accept the responsibility that comes with the role of being a leader. Being a leader doesn't mean telling others what to do, and it certainly doesn't mean getting to take all the credit. Being a leader means taking responsibility for the team. It means protecting them so that they can do their best work. It means making decisions and being willing to deal with the consequences. It's only when we don't want to look bad that we avoid making decisions. And that's ultimately a mark of cowardice. And the last way is to lead through stoicism. Finally, being a courageous leader means that you take your lumps when things go wrong. It means if you make a mistake, it's important to not only own up to it, but also stay calm and collected when you're reprimanded by your leaders or when the organization risks collapsing. Likewise, it's crucial to remain calm in a crisis. That means setting a good example when things seem to be going wrong for the team. Prevent your team from going into a panic. Stay calm, and you'll be able to address the issue in the best way possible. Be the hero they need. Where does all this courage and stoicism come from? How can you acquire it if you don't possess it naturally? Does it mean trying to act tough? Not at all. You see, being a truly great leader comes from having the right priorities. It means forgetting yourself and instead focusing on the goals of your organization and the happiness and comfort of your team. When you do that, it's easy to be a courageous leader. Leading through action, decisiveness, responsibility, and stoicism are ways you can lead courageously. As their leader, you need to be the hero your team needs you to be. Thank you for viewing the More Leadership Moment. I'm your leadership guide, Dr. Kim Moore. Are you leading with courage every day? Thank you for tuning in to this educational leadership moment. If you enjoyed listening, subscribe to my moments on your favorite platform to receive notifications when we release new moments. Also, don't forget to check out our past moments, which are available for free on all major platforms. In these timeless episodes, we cover a range of topics related to educational leadership that are just as relevant today as when they were first released. To learn more about improving student success, please visit my website at kimdmoore.com.
there are resources and information for you, your team, and your organization. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your educational leadership guide, and I believe that when students are led well, they learn well. Have a blessed day.